Coach McNary a battle today. I mean, I think that's the biggest word you can use to describe it, but a good win over Pinckneyville. I mean, it was kind of up and down. Had a run there in the first half where you guys were able to get up, but Pinckneyville pulled back within a couple of points. And then really it just seemed like that 9-2 run in the third quarter that you guys were able to go on really made the difference in the game as you pulled away, because they were able to come back, but able to hold enough of a cushion to hold them off and get the win.
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud of our girls for stepping up and playing through some adversity. We, you know, it was hard because we kept getting some girls with some fouls, and Pinckneyville was the same way. We had some of our starters that got some quick fouls and had to sit a little bit, and the girls that came in did a nice job for us. And you know, they beat us a couple weeks ago pretty handily because we just didn't play very well, and it was a team that I thought we were pretty even with and could go either way. And so I was just, you know, it was nice to see us come out and play the way I thought we could and get a big win for us. Because I mean, I know their record is like 8-9 now, but you know, they're kind of like us. They play really good at times, and then they've had some bad games. So it was nice to see us step up, especially after our game on the Thursday against Hillsborough.
Of course, when you got in the situations where you were going on the runs, something that was really working for you was your transition game. It seemed like there were times where just foul situations that it really took you guys out of it, because you're trying to move, but then you can't really do anything when you're getting fouled. But had girls who were really getting some quick releases there and able to move the ball. So when you were able to actually get out and run a little bit, that seemed to work for you guys a little bit today.
Yeah, I mean, we were able to push the ball some. We didn't always finish, but we were at least getting some girls running the floor. And like you said, we were getting fouled quite a bit. And you know, if we step up and make our free throws the way we normally do, that game shouldn't have been that close at the end. I think we missed 19 free throws, and that's not typical of us. We're usually a pretty good free throw shooting team, and for whatever reason today, we just could not get the ball to go in from the free throw line. And Megan Lupton stepped up at the very end and hit two to put us up by four and make it a two possession game, and could take a little bit of a deep breath there and hopefully, you know, hope that things turned out our way, and we were fortunate enough that they couldn't get a shot off there to get, score. So big win for us, though.
There's another thing that worked for you that has we've seen it time after time in tough games for you guys has been your perimeter shooting. You know, today it was Katie Eckert had the two threes back to back, and just that 6-point swing there was a big thing for you guys. But have a situation where you literally have pretty much four girls on the floor that can step out and hit those, and being able to have that where you can either switch from the up-tempo transition game, or you can settle into that half-court, you know, offense and be able to work from the perimeter, or work it in to where, you know, Anna Forbes coming in the lane and working hard there. It seems like all facets of the game, whenever those start clicking, so many good things are happening for you.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes the defense takes us out of that, and we get a little impatient and frustrated when things aren't going our way. And Pinckneyville, you know, and Hillsborough both this week are that type of team that just, you know, they get up in you and really guard tight and push you away from the basket and frustrate you. And today I thought Katie Eckert especially did a better job getting us into a position where we could attack the basket. I won't say that we were always running our offense, but, you know, we were at least getting five out and looking to pass and cut. And it was nice, you know, when you can hit Anna and Bella both, one of them in the middle and the other one cutting to the basket. That's always working nice for us when that happens. So overall, just, you know, like I said, a great win. I thought Zoe Satterthwaite was big there at the end coming in and frustrating their guard right off the bat when she came in after having four fouls. And she got a steal and they fouled her. She stepped to the line, made one out of two. And that was kind of big at that toe. So just a nice team effort from everybody.
Of course, looking ahead this week, good to get this win because had the tough loss to Hillsborough, but now you get the win that jumpstarts you this week. Of course, you have the non-conference with South Central coming up, and then you get right back into conference action with Gillespie. But then, of course, you know, don't want to think ahead, but you really want to get some momentum flowing before you go to that NTC-CIC clash, because you have state-ranked, 1A state-ranked Neoga coming there. So this is the point, though, of the season two, where even regardless of who you have coming up, you got to get some momentum going.
Yeah, you know, and we have been notorious for, you know, having a couple days off and then coming out flat. And hopefully we'll be ready to go Monday. You know, we'll have tomorrow off and get in here and shoot some free throws for sure. Monday a little bit before our game, get going, and hopefully can get going right there Monday and get a win against South Central. But again, we got to be ready to play. You know, like I told the girls in the locker room after the game, it was a big win today, but we have South Central Monday, and that's where we got to look forward to next and be ready to go. And we can't come in and overlook anybody. And, you know, they've had some nice wins. Maybe they beat Brownstown St. Elmo, who very easily could have beat us. So we just got to be ready to go. And hopefully, like you said, we can jumpstart it, get another win Monday, and then head to Gillespie and hopefully get another conference win.